Gold letters snake round the rim and lie across the centre of the globe. Universal, an MCA company. A thin canoe ploughs through the gently rippling water of a river surrounded by trees. Universal Pictures presents a Terman Foster Company production. An attractive blonde in her 40s, Gail, is rowing the boat. She wears a light grey t-shirt and baseball cap. She makes good headway, using strong, powerful strokes. A Curtis Hanson film. She wears white straps round her hands where they grip the oars. Meryl Streep as Gail Hartman. She passes under a stone bridge. Kevin Bacon as Wade. A church spire rises up above the trees in the distance. David Strathairn as Tom Hartman. The River Wild. Joseph Mazzello as Rourke Hartman, John C. Reilly as Terry. With Benjamin Bratt, Elizabeth Hoffman, William Lucking. She passes under a series of bridges and emerges into a wide bay lined with skyscrapers. Casting by Nancy Clopper, costume designer Marlene Stewart, music composed and conducted by Jerry Goldsmith. Film edited by Joe Hutching and David Branner, production designed by Bill Kenny, director of photography Robert Elswit. Her boat travels alone across the vast expanse of water, glimmering in the evening light. Executive producers Ilona Hertzberg and Ray Hartwick. She rows towards the city and a bridge spanning the water. Written by Dennis O'Neill, produced by David Foster and Lawrence Terman, directed by Curtis Hanson. Once she passes under the bridge, she stops rowing. Later, she's at home. A little boy chases a girl through the hall and into the master bedroom, where Gail is packing. A Labrador is lying on the bed.
Roar! Roar! I'm telling you, for the 157th time, turn that damn music on! It's pinching my hair. You gotta find your sneakers, buddy. You're older. Hey, I want you to go down to the spare room. See if you can find Dad's sneakers. I think they're under the bed.
Dad? Mama. Why bother? He's just gonna cancel. Dad always cancels.
Oh, come on. Something just came up those other times.
Mom, yeah, I have a stomach ache in my mouth.
Oh, God.
You do?
Here we go. To pretend she's sick so we don't go off and leave her.
Oh, Rose, stop it. Peachy is just for a few days.
With those notorious psychos, your grandparents!
Tom comes in. He's a sober-looking man in suit and glasses, tall with dark hair.
I almost got you packed.
Hi. I just can't find your old sneakers.
Can I talk to you for a second?
She puts her hand on her hip.
Oh, you're not going to do this. Not 3 years in a row.
Rourke, you take your sister in the other room.
Come on, Willa.
And shut the door.
Now, please don't make this harder than it already is.
What are we to you anyway, Tom? Are we just some gaggle of obligations pulling on you, wearing you down, making you tired?
Gail Savage, you did not like my drawings. I don't know why. Probably they just weren't good enough, and they're going to give the project to Parker.
So let Parker do it. It's supposed to be his job.
Okay, fine. So let Parker do it. Maggie, get off the quilt. Maggie, get off the quilt.
The dog doesn't move.
Maggie, get down.
Maggie goes.
Good girl.
Gail, how did this become such a big deal?
Oh, it's not as big as the Savaggio deal, clearly. But it is your son's birthday, again. And he thinks you don't want to spend any time with him. You understand that part?
She goes into the bathroom and slams the door. An airstrip with a pine forest and mountains in the background. An elderly couple approach a small jet, signing to each other.
I do not treat you like a baby. I treat you like a slob. There's a difference.
They greet Gail and the kids.
No. Oh, let me look at you. It's so good to see you.
It's good to see you too, Grandpa.
Well, you have to sign, buddy.
Gail hugs her father.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. You look good. Oh.
Where's Tom?
Well,
he didn't want to come.
No. He's working, you know. He's really busy right now.
Mags! Maggie!
Maggie is in a white crate that's unloaded from the plane. Later, Gail's mother finds her daughter leaning on a fence, running through a vast grassy field.
I think my marriage is over, Mama.
Oh, Bean. Damn. Well, he just can't seem to make time for us anymore. He's let himself get so beaten up by his job, and he hates it. But he spends every waking minute over there. He hasn't been home one weekend since Christmas. I don't know what it is that he's trying to prove. But I'm really sick of the whole thing. I'm sick of the whole fight. Everything has become unbelievably hard.
Honey, forgive me, but you don't know what hard is. It's because you give yourself an out. In our generation, we had no out. It was the pact of marriage. Think that if I gave myself an out with your father, given his orneriness and his deafness, that I wouldn't have taken it years ago.
Gail hugs her mother. Later, a jeep drives towards a slow-moving river winding between the high wooded mountains. Rourke's riding in the back. It comes to a halt by a wooden ranger post. Maggie sits next to Rourke as the boy starts unloading the family's gear. Gail's father is putting things in a grey dinghy.
Here, let me take that one.
Rourke.
Yeah?
Honey, go buy me a map and get the tags, would you?
Okay.
The ranger down by the water said I had to get some tags from you. I thought this was all I needed.
This just confirms your reservation. There you go. Here's your three tags. If a ranger asks, show them to him.
Hey, can I buy those two first aid kits from you?
Sure. Make it $50 even. Some of the band-aids are missing from one of them. The guy tore his ear up on a fish hook.
Ouch. Thank you very much.
The man winks at Rourke and moves away. He's tall with blonde hair and blue eyes.
Here. And can I have the map?
Gail and her father stand by the dinghy. He signs to her.
I wish you were too, Pop. Remember the trip down the Snake River when I was 12?
He nods.
That was the greatest.
At the ranger post.
Thanks.
Rourke trips in the dust. The blonde man helps him up.
Whoa there, partner. You okay?
Yeah, I just gotta get new feet.
Well, until you do, you better slow on down.
You went to that concert?
What?
Rourke points at the man's baseball cap.
Yeah, great show.
So you saw Jane's Addiction. Wish I could have seen them before they broke up.
Uh-huh.
So, you going down the river all alone?
No, me and a couple of my buddies. What about you? Who are you going with?
My mom.
Oh, yeah? I hear this is a pretty tough river.
She used to be a guide here. She wants me to go down the river before it gets bloated and ruined and stuff like that.
What about your daddy?
He had to stay home and do one of his stupid drawings.
Too bad.
The man spots Gail pumping up the dinghy.
Is that your mom?
Yeah.
The man holds out his hand.
I'm Wade. What's your name?
Rourke.
Good to meet you, Rourke.
Mom, this is Wade. He's going down the river, too.
Hi, Wade. I'm Gail.
Great idea, showing Rourke the river before they ruin it.
Oh.
Wade! Well, we gotta go!
Be right there. So he tells me he used to be a guide here.
Oh, about 150 years ago.
Well, you must know the river pretty well then, huh?
Well, I used to.
How far are you going?
End of the line, Bridle Creek.
Oh, yeah. Us too.
Oh, great.
Come on, Wade. We're dying here.
Wade's two friends are on the riverbank.
I wish I were going with you guys.
She smiles awkwardly.
Well.
Wade takes off his cap.
Here you go, Rourke. Keep the sun out of your eyes.
Wow. No way!
What do you say, Rourke?
Oh, yeah. Thanks. Well, see you on the river, I guess.
I don't know. We're gonna be going pretty fast.
Let's Go, Wade!
I'm coming.
Wade's buddies are a tall guy with short, curly brown hair and an ill-looking man at the back of the boat with red hair and beard.
Get off my damn foot!
It'll be a long haul with him at the oars.
Guy in back knows what he's doing. Frank used to be a guide on the Colorado.
It's Dad! Daddy!
Tom has arrived in his shirt and tie.
Is this where you sign up for river rafting lessons?
Gale stands open-mouthed.
A dry jacket and a pair of reef walkers. The guy at the camping store said that's all I'll need.
Gale smiles.
What happened to Mr. Savaggio?
I brought him with me.
Let's go, boys. One, two, three. Let's do it. Jump on.
Bye-bye, Mommy.
See you at Bridal Creek.
They push the dinghy into the water. Gale, Tom, Rourke and Maggie set off down the river. They wave goodbye.
I love you too.
Her parents and daughter Willa wave from the bank. The river winds through slopes covered in pine trees. The near shore is made up of small white boulders. Gale rows while Tom fiddles with his sunglasses behind her. Rourke sits in front, headphones on, next to Maggie.
Rourke!
Rourke doesn't move.
Rourke!
Finally, Rourke hears her, and he and Maggie turn round. Gale gestures at the beautiful mountainscape on their far side. Rourke just nods and looks back at the river.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Really?
She nods, smiling, then just shakes her head. A bald-headed eagle perches in the trees. Gale pauses in her rowing and watches it wistfully.
You don't have to wear it all the time, but we got some rapids coming up here.
They spot the three men.
Damn it, it's coming right up.
Frank takes the oars.
All right.
If you're going to sit there, in the back, you should sit on the floor in the center.
I can't see from there.
Well then, sit in front.
I like it here.
Okay.
They hit the rapids.
Here we go.
The boat rocks up and down in the white water. Gale smiles delightedly. Rourke turns round, grinning. Gale avoids the rock and maintains her position in the centre of the river. The boat dips. Tom is thrown backwards into the water.
Point your feet down.
Point your toes, Dad.
Could you just stop laughing for a second and help me into the boat, please?
She hauls him up into the dinghy.
Is this the biggest one, Mom?
Well, the biggest one's a gauntlet. That's a 5+. That's off the scale.
When do we do that one?
Well, we don't do that one. That's after the takeout at Bridal Creek. You can't go down there.
Have you ever done it?
Mom is saying it's too dangerous, Rourke.
For you, maybe.
Rourke. Honey, I went down the gauntlet when I was 18 years old with two other guides, experienced guides, and we were just lucky. But there were two other people that summer who did not get so lucky. One guy got killed, and the other one is paralyzed for life. Don't worry. We're gonna hit some 3s and some 4+, and we will risk death a number of times on this trip, so you're gonna scream your guts out. You're gonna be so happy.
The water becomes calmer.
Hey, look, Mom, there's Wade!
Hello, the shore!
Hello, the boat!
Is everybody okay?
Yeah, I just got a cramp.
We're trying to work it out. Hey, who's your friend, Gale?
Oh, this is Tom, Rourke's father.
Oh, no. You didn't tell him about us, did you?
No.
Hey, Rourke! Don't tell those fish we're coming!
They leave the three men behind.
All right, let's bring a little bit of line in, okay? Ready?
Tom sits on the riverbank drawing, while Gale teaches Rourke fly fishing.
Two, ten,
release!
Then you let go of your line. Why don't you go ask your dad if he wants to come over?
Hey, Dad! You want to try this?
Not now. Thanks, buddy.
You think he even knows he left Boston?
Yeah, he knows. But you know, he took two planes and a charter just to get here, so let's give him a break. Try it again.
Why on his side all of a sudden?
I'm not on anybody. I'm on everybody's side. I'm the mother.
Oh!
You got
Look,
it!
Mom.
You got it! That's it! You got a nice one, buddy. He's a beauty.
Tom looks over.
There he is. Come here. Come here, sweetheart. Look, Daddy. Oh, it's a monster.
Later, they're barbecuing.
You know, this is the first time we've all had dinner together since Mom's birthday.
Both Gail and Tom look hurt by these words.
Hello, the Gail, Rourke, and Tom family! This is a Wade Drive passing you by!
Hey, Wade! I caught two fish today! First time I ever fished!
Must be that lucky hat! Hey, Rourke, if that hat's so lucky, I want it back!
Rourke smiles and waves. Gail sets up a canvas shelter under the trees. Inside, Maggie lies contentedly next to Rourke. Gail joins Tom sitting by a campfire among the rocks. She puts her hand on his shoulder.
Hi.
He's down.
Well, had a big day.
They smile sheepishly at each other. Gail drinks some wine.
It's kind of warm.
That's the way I like it.
Gail bites her bottom lip and gazes at Tom's mouth. She moves closer to him.
Did you finish that in your sketches yet?
No. No, I didn't. And it's not a sketch, Gail. You know, no. It's very important.
Very important. I know. So, tomorrow...
What?
Could you just pretend to like it here a little bit? For Rourke's sake, if not for mine. I don't do too bad at pretending to like your stuff, so...
Is that what you do? Pretend to like my stuff?
Huh? No, you know, that's not what I mean.
You don't have to. You didn't, and just don't. And don't do me any favors either.
I don't. I won't.
She looks down at the fire, running her fingers round her lips nervously.
Gail. Listen, don't you ever realize...
Stop, okay?
You never...
She walks away. The next day, Gail and Rourke leap off the boat into the water. They float in the water, supported by black life jackets. They drift along a channel between sheer rocks. Rourke points at some markings high up on the rocks.
Hey, look, Mom! Graffiti!
Oh, wow! Those are pictographs. They were made by people who lived here thousands of years before white men came.
So, those are their hands?
Well, those markings might have been made by a boy your age while he was on his vision quest. See?
Gail takes to the oars again.
Are you sure there's fish around here, Mom?
Rourke stands in the prow with his fishing rod.
Over there, honey.
Wade and his dark-haired buddy watch from the rocks.
Right in the current.
Hey there! We've been waiting for you.
I guess I should have suspected something when he had us camp at the walkout. Frank and Terry have been arguing about Terry's sister most of the day.
Yeah, Frank used to be married to my sister until she realized what a butthole he was.
Anyway, Frank said some things that he shouldn't have said. And...
Yeah, this morning we woke up back there and he's gone.
Well, why didn't you guys just follow him out, you know, walk out with him?
You know, that would have been the smart thing to do, Tom, but I didn't want to give him the satisfaction, you know? And besides, what he was doing with the oars didn't look that hard, so we just headed downriver.
Some rapids.
When we saw this, that's when we decided to wait for you guys.
Wade said you used to be a guide here?
Yeah. Rourke, come back over here, honey.
Is there any way we could just walk out of here, like, go up that canyon and...
Well, you might, but, you know, once you got up to that canyon rim and headed back to the ranger station, there's a huge gorge. You'd have to walk around it. I mean, even if you had the equipment and knew what you were doing and where you were going, it'd take you about 5 or 6 days.
Looks like we're stuck.
Well, I could get you down as far as Bridal Creek.
Yeah.
We wouldn't want to be a burden.
Gail hangs her head to one side and smiles.
Well, it doesn't look like you have much choice.
All right.
On the boat.
Anyway, it's not as bad as it looks. You just gotta stay to the right.
Maggie!
It's a really bad hole on the left. You don't want to hit that.
No.
Come on, Megs! Time to go!
Honey, would you go up and get her?
Stay to the right. And if you do go swimming, which you won't, I promise, but if you do, point your feet downstream and hold onto your jacket. Make sure it's buckled real tight. Just let the current take you. Remember, you don't command the river. You let the river command you.
Hey, I don't live my life like that, and I don't think you do either.
Tom climbs up the slope, followed at a distance by Terry.
Maggie, come! Come on, girl! Maggie!
He heads into a dense thicket of trees. Maggie, Maggie is digging in the undergrowth.
What do you got there, girl? You all right, girl?
The dog answers Rourke's call. Tom turns to find Terry right behind him.
Dogs.
Yeah.
They walk away. Back at the boat.
Buckle your life jacket.
All right.
Stay to the right. Just relax.
Relax, huh?
Yeah. Relax. I want you to be the best you can be.
Best I can be.
Let me get down there first. I'll be waiting for you.
The two men follow in their own boat.
All right. Come on, Maggie. Here we go.
Okay. Tommy, better put the map away. We're going to go through our first whoop-de-doos. You might want to take a secure seat.
Here we go!
They hit the rapids, and the boat dips and bounces. Gail beams with excitement, while Tom gets drenched in water. The boat plunges, then bucks up, splashing down heavily in the water. Tom looks terrified as he grips onto the back of the boat. He smiles weakly. Wade and Terry wait at the top of the rapids.
All right. Here we go.
Wade rows while Terry sits in the prow of the boat.
She said stay on the right. Remember? You remember, right?
Oh, man. Someone playing around.
Wade looks nervous. They plunge backwards down the rapids.
Drive, Wade! Drive!
Gail looks round.
Oh my God! They're on the wrong side! He's way over!
Terry and Wade are buffeted by the white water.
The rock here!
Wade struggles to gain control of the boat. It plunges down and shoots up vertically, throwing them both into the water. The two men, wearing orange life vests, are dragged along by the raging current.
Get the front, get the bow! We're gonna pick him up!
Tom scrambles into the front of the boat. Wade flails helplessly in the water.
Wade's lost his jacket!
Terry swims towards the family's boat.
Wade can't swim! He's back there!
Get him on the back!
Can't swim!
Tom pulls Terry aboard. Gail swings the boat round. Wade is pulled under the surface time and time again.
Hold on, buddy!
Wade!
No! He went under!
Wade is dragged under their boat.
Where is he?
Wade is nowhere to be seen. Tom strips off his life jacket and jumps into the water. With powerful strokes, Tom swims through the water to Wade, who flails around on the riverbed. Tom grabs hold of Wade's shirt and hauls him, still struggling, to the surface.
Hey, there he is! Right there!
Wade clings onto Tom so strongly that the two men start sinking below the surface again. Tom struggles to free himself. He disentangles himself from Wade, but Wade clutches at his shirt. Finally, Tom punches Wade and pulls him up. They haul Tom and Wade on board.
Hey, Wade! You almost drowned!
Well, one of these days, I have got to learn how to swim.
Wade grins. Gale turns to Tom.
You okay? Nice job.
Later, Terry is repacking his stuff on shore. Rourke picks up a green holdall.
Oh, I got that. I got it.
Okay.
Wade throws some water on their campfire and shakes Tom's hand.
I want to thank you, Tom. You saved my life.
Oh, don't worry about it.
You didn't have to hit me, though.
Wade keeps hold of his hand and grins. Tom looks uncomfortable.
Yes, I did.
The two men don't move, a fixed grin on Wade's face. Tom finally moves away. Later, Terry helps Tom wash the dishes in the river. Gale teaches Wade fly fishing. Wade's bare-chested, and she stands behind him, guiding his arms.
Point that thumb where you want the fly to go, okay? And release.
At the top of the noose, the getaway car, believed to have been used in the robbery of the livestock auction at the Flathead County Fairgrounds Sunday, was found abandoned on a back road near the Canadian border in the robbery that netted nearly $250,000. A security guard was killed.
What?
One of the
what'd I do?
Police are intensifying their search on both sides of the border.
My dad's been telling my mother for 30 years that they're going to rob this cattle auction. And finally somebody did it.
Cattle auction?
He's going to be very happy. Yeah, on the radio. They just...
Oh.
You guys known each other a long time?
Me and Wade go way back. We just met Frank in Tulsa.
I thought Frank was married to your sister.
Oh, yeah. She lives in Tulsa.
Oh.
So what do you do when you're not trying to drown yourself on a river?
Well, I'm a skier. Ski bum.
Oh, yeah?
She skims a stone.
What about you? What do you do?
I teach history for school for the deaf. And Tom is an architect.
I could tell you were a teacher.
A little bossy.
No.
Ladies sure do like Wade.
Yeah. Ten,
yeah, sure do.
Tom watches Gale and Wade anxiously. The two boats are back on the water.
Hey, Tom.
Wade and Terry overtake the family boat, being rowed by Tom. Maggie and Rourke watch from the front of the boat. Gale lounges in the back, hands behind her head.
I don't like those guys. I think we should leave them behind tomorrow.
They're all right. They're just those kind of guys that just never got over their adolescence, you know? Lots of them up here.
Why are you defending him?
She peers at him.
Who? Wade? I'm not defending him.
Yes, you are.
You sound like you're jealous.
I'm not jealous. Even though you did drape yourself all over him.
I did not drape myself. That is the way you teach somebody to fly cast.
Gale, he knew exactly what he was doing.
Well, you know, they did get in over their heads, and they lost their guide. If something happened to me, and you and Rourke were alone on the river, I would want somebody to help you.
I'm sorry. Maybe I am being a jerk about Wade, but that still doesn't change. I just think something's off.
Get it, Maggie!
Rourke throws a stick for Maggie to fetch.
Bring it here. Come on. Good girl. Good girl.
Gale watches, smiling, from some rocks by a stream. Suddenly, she becomes aware of Wade standing nearby.
Hey, Gale.
Hey.
Go get it, Maggie.
Rourke throws a stick for Maggie to fetch.
Bring it here. Come on. Good girl. Good girl.
Gale watches, smiling, from some rocks by a stream.
Go get it, Maggie.
Suddenly, she becomes aware of Wade standing nearby.
Hey, Gale.
Hey.
I found a hot spring.
Yeah, isn't it great? If you feel the water down here, it's really warm.
She finds a rusty tin can.
People.
Yeah. Listen, I was wondering,
He stands in front of her.
What's a river like below Bridal Creek?
Oh, it's really spectacular down there. It's unbelievable.
And how come people don't go down there?
Well, you're not allowed to take rafts down there anymore. It's just... rapids are unrunnable, you know. It's treacherous.
I bet you ran it, though, didn't you?
I did. I was 18. And completely insane.
And I bet you'd like to do it again, wouldn't you?
No. No, everything's different now. I have kids and...
and a husband.
Yeah, and a husband.
And what if you didn't?
She glances up at him sharply.
But I do.
He just smiles at her, holding her gaze.
Hey, Ro! I got another one for your collection.
Hey, buddy!
But I got the cigarettes, too, and so we had like 10 cartons of cigarettes and no beer. I couldn't believe it.
Around the campfire at night.
Maggie? Maggie, no.
Maggie licks a bowl.
Maggie, no.
Maggie, no. Go lie down.
Maggie moves away.
So, Mom, what's this Vision Quest thing you told me about?
Vision Quest is when a boy or a girl your age from one of the tribes that used to live around here would go off for about 4 or 5 days, all alone, without food or anything. And they'd go to one of their sacred places, like where we were. And they'd wait there for a vision of their guardian spirit to appear to them. Because they believed that that guardian spirit would then watch over them and protect them all their lives.
Gail notices Wade watching her with rapt attention.
And if you'd had a successful vision quest, you do 2 things. First, you send up a smoke signal.
Smoke signal?
He twirls round a smoldering stick.
Yeah. That's so your folks would know you're okay. And then draw an image on the rocks, just like the ones we saw today.
Tom looks unimpressed. Gail hangs her head, embarrassed.
I'll be right back.
She goes into the canvas shelter. Wade locks eyes with Tom. Gail brings out a cake covered in candles.
Happy birthday to you.
She hides a present behind her back.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Rourke. Happy birthday to you.
Do you think we forgot?
Yeah.
From your dad and me.
Mom! Oh!
This is the right one.
Look, guys, rollerblades!
Promise me you don't break your leg the first week.
No.
And this is from your baby sister.
It's a plastic camera.
This waterproof camera.
Rourke?
Tom hands him a present.
This is from Maggie.
Yeah, sure.
I think it might be something you can use on the river.
Look at it!
Great.
It's a Swiss Army knife! Thanks, Dad! Look, it's got everything.
And even the price.
Yeah.
How much is it?
Who wants some cake?
$79.95.
Hey, save me a piece.
Okay.
Hey, wait. Look what I got.
Oh, man. That's great. Terry and I don't have anything that fancy, but this is from us.
A bone.
Gee, thanks, guys. This is...
Rourke finds some money rolled up inside it.
What is it?
What do you got there, bud?
What is it, honey?
$200!
Now that's so in case you want to see a concert or buy some CDs or whatever you want to do. That's your money.
It's too much money, Wade. He can't accept that.
Hey, you guys are saving our lives. I mean, this is just our way of showing our appreciation.
Can I, Dad?
It's too much money, Rourke. Thank you very much for the gesture, but he can't accept it. Rourke, give the money back to him.
No! He gave it to me. It's mine.
Rourke, give the money back to him. Right now.
Rourke hands the money back and storms off.
What did you say?
I said you didn't even want to come on this trip.
Gail follows him into the canvas shelter.
Gee. I'm sorry, Tom. I was just trying to be nice.
Tom contemplates him for a moment, then waves his hand dismissively. Later, Tom stands brooding among the trees.
I talked to him. He's okay. You don't have to beat yourself up over this.
She strokes his arm.
You know, you did the right thing.
Oh.
It's very weird that giving him that money.
Pretty much ruined his birthday party. Same old story.
Want to know what I think? I think that you spend so much time at work because you don't like being around me anymore.
Gil, it's not about that. You set such high standards for yourself, everybody around you. I'm just trying to come up to your expectations of me. I'm trying to make you proud of me again.
She looks at him sympathetically. Then she closes her eyes and clutches her fists to her forehead.
If I made you feel you had to do that. So, what does it mean? What are we gonna do?
I think there's only one thing we can do.
They stand looking away from each other down at the floor. She turns to him. He lifts his eyebrow and looks sideways at her, a slight smile on his lips.
This far outside of Boston?
This far inside of marriage, you mean?
I think we're sufficiently alienated for this to qualify. Isn't that it?
She smiles as their lips meet. They start kissing passionately. Gail smiles and rubs her forehead on Tom's chin, then rests her head on his shoulder. He tries to kiss her again.
I'm going to put him to sleep.
Mm-hmm. And I'll bathe.
Tom walks away. She licks her lips and dries her eyes. She sits down on a rock and starts to take off her shoes. Lightning flashes in the sky. She steps out of her underwear and wades into the river naked. Moonlight glimmers on the water. She closes her eyes and lets her head fall back under the water. Maggie trots down the riverbank towards her.
It's okay, Maggie. I'll be out in a minute.
She looks up the bank behind her. Wade is watching from the trees. She turns her back on him, holding her arms over her breasts. When she looks again, Wade is still staring at her. She watches as he slips away into the trees. In the canvas shelter.
They're so creepy, but I don't want to make a big deal about it or scare Rourke. I just think we have to get away from them.
Listen, tomorrow we'll act like nothing's happened and then we'll just find a way to leave them behind, mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm.
Morning. Wade is talking to Rourke.
Bam! Uppercut right to his jaw. Teeth went straight through his tongue, bit it clear off of the roof. Blood showered, it's lying on the ground. Like, yuck, 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 yuck. Still tight. I'm saying that. Yeah, he was hurt.
One more bag and we can go. Bad.
Okay, Rourke. Shut Come on, up, honey. Hey, stow your fishing rod. Let's go.
Come on, Maggie! I don't want to go with you. I want to spend the day with my friends.
He gets on their boat.
Rourke! Get your little hiney back here right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's my fault, Gail. I told him we could practice our fly fishing together. You know, 10-2. 10-2.
Wait, it's too dangerous. You're not experienced enough to take him down the river.
Well, if we get in trouble, you're going to be there, right?
Yeah, Mom. Just wear a musical bother you either.
All right.
Captain Rourke, I'd like to come back with us.
What is it? What? What?
On the river, Tom rows as Gail watches the other boat anxiously. Rourke is fishing.
Gail, stop looking at them. Sweetheart, sit down. Sit down and relax.
Nothing's gonna happen. He's gonna have a great time. He'll listen to his music. And then when we stop for lunch, we'll get him. And then we'll lose them. Gail, look at me. Everything's gonna be all right.
There's another boat containing two men in the river behind them. Rourke continues fishing.
Hey, Rourke.
Yep.
Can you keep a secret?
Terry turns round. Wade grins.
Terry, hand me the green bag.
Wade.
Hand me the green bag. Now, if I show you something, you promise not to tell anybody?
Sure.
Not even your mom and dad.
I promise.
Wade opens the green bag and pulls out a chunky silver revolver. Wade clicks open the cylinder full of cartridges and spins it round.
That's right. First, you take out the empties. See that?
He throws two shells in the water. Terry watches as Wade picks up a box of 357 Magnum cartridges.
357.
He pulls two cartridges from the box. Terry watches Tom in the other boat.
In go the new ones. A full load.
Can I hold it?
I don't think your mom would like it very much.
My mom wouldn't care.
Wade looks quizzically at him.
Really?
All right.
It's right there.
Be careful. It's loaded.
He hands Rourke the gun. Rourke cradles it for a moment. Wade watches him, grinning. He looks round at the other boat and waves. Gail waves back. Rourke points the gun at Terry.
Bang!
Hey!
Bang!
Come on, man.
All right. Better get back now. Come on.
Thanks, Wade.
Hey. What are friends for?
Wade tucks the gun in the back of his trousers, under his t-shirt.
Don't forget, it's our secret.
The two parties reconvene on the shore. Gail trots over to Rourke and grabs him by the arm.
Hey. What were you and the guys talking about?
Things. I'm going fishing.
Listen, if you want to catch anything this time of day, you're going to have to go around that big rock. There's a little eddy there. There's some big fish waiting for you, honey.
He walks in that direction.
I'll call you when lunch is ready.
The men carry the gear.
Take it up to that flat area there. There's nice, spring if you want to wash up.
Come on, Maggie!
Be careful on the rocks. Just stay close to the shore, downstream.
Okay.
Don't go where I can't see you.
Wade and Terry leave the food cooler on a patch of grass.
We'll be right back.
Gail sees Wade run up the slope behind some rocks. Tom looks over and signals with his eyes.
Terry? Help me with this, Terry.
A tarpaulin.
Did you get the drinks, Tom?
She looks at him meaningfully.
No, I didn't.
I'll go get them.
Oh, this looks pretty great.
Tom crosses to a small waterfall. He takes off his glasses and washes his face.
Oh, boy.
Gail hurriedly unties their boat from its mooring.
That's great. You ought to try it.
Terry steps up to the water. Tom puts his glasses back on. He makes a hand signal to Gail, and she jumps into the boat. Terry throws his t-shirt to Tom.
I'll get a towel.
Tom walks off as Terry busies himself washing. Suddenly, Tom breaks into a run. Terry takes a swig from his can of beer. When he looks round, the family's boat has gone. Tom leaps from the rocks into the dinghy, and Gail rows away. Terry spots them through a break in the long grass.
Wade!
Terry races towards the water.
Oh, man. Wade!
Terry clambers over the rocks after them. Gail powers through the water. She smiles at Tom, then spots Rourke fishing further up the shore. She rows towards him.
We're gonna make it. We're gonna make it.
Rourke, reel it in, honey. We're gonna find another place.
You said this is a good place.
Just reel it in.
Stop!
Come on,
break it, damn it.
What are you doing?
I'll explain later. Just get in the boat.
Get in the boat.
No! I'm gonna ride with you. I hate you.
Rourke, just get in. Get in the boat.
What about Maggie?
Rourke!
Maggie!
Come here.
Come on, Maggie.
No, come on.
Come on, girl.
Hey.
Wade appears further up the slope.
What are you guys doing?
Tom stands on the rocks holding on to Rourke. He looks round at Gale.
We were just going to go on ahead and be by ourselves for a little bit.
Oh.
Yeah. It is our vacation, and we haven't been alone together all that much.
Thought you guys were running out on us.
No,
Gale looks down at her feet. Wade grins.
I think that's exactly what they were doing, Terry.
You're right. We were. It's just not working out between us.
Why is that? Because your son wants to be with me instead of you?
Gale gets out of the boat.
Rourke, come here.
Look, I'm taking my family and we're going to go down the river alone. That's what we're going to do. I'm sorry. We'll send somebody back to get you.
Who died and made you stud dick all of a sudden, Tom?
You go get in the boat right now. Wade, rangers come down here all the time. You could hook up with one of them and get to Bridal Creek ahead of us.
And what if I said, I'm not going to let you go? What would you do?
Rourke stands up and watches the confrontation anxiously. Tom turns away, but Wade pushes him by the shoulder.
What would you do, stud?
Hey,
Lucy. Hey! Just gonna talk to him for a second.
I don't want to fight with you, Wade.
Oh.
Wade slaps Tom. Terry bars Gale's way.
I tried to be nice to you. I tried to be nice to your family. Then what do? You try and run out on me. I'm drowning, Tom.
You want to hit me? I'm pulling you down, Tom.
Tom ducks and floors Wade.
Hit him, Dad! Hit him!
Okay. Or even, you hit me, I hit you. It's over. Now I'm taking my family, and I'm leaving.
No, you're not.
Look out, Dad! He's got a gun!
Tom stops in his tracks.
Rourke.
Wade smashes his fist into Tom's face.
No, damn it!
Terry wrestles her to the floor.
It's not gonna be that easy.
Wade knees Tom in the chest.
Get off of her!
Maggie bites Terry's leg. Wade punches Tom in the gut, and Terry pushes Rourke away.
Get off me!
Tom is on all fours on the ground. Wade whacks him again.
Wade, stop! He's my dad! Stop hitting him!
This is not fun anymore.
He pulls out the gun.
Oh, God, no! Wade!
Oh, Wade, please! God, please, no!
He points the gun at Tom's head.
I need your wife to get me down the river. I need your son to control her. You and the dog are expendable. Right now, I think I'll get rid of the dog.
No! Run, Maggie! Run! Run, Maggie! Run! Run! Run!
Maggie runs off into the distance. Rourke shuts his eyes and sighs with relief. Terry holds Gale down, gripping her hands behind her back. Wade flicks his head to the right, and Terry lets her go. Wade saunters over to Rourke.
You got guts, Rourke. But you shouldn't have broken your promise about the gun. Friends don't do that.
Rourke looks up at him, tears in his eyes.
Thought you were a nice guy.
I am a nice guy. Just a different kind of nice guy.
Damn, Terry. Looks like we lose our deposit.
Rourke takes out his plastic camera.
All right. Now that I'm head of the family, here's what we're going to do. We're going to haul ass down this river. No more fishing, no more sightseeing.
And unfortunately, no more skinny dipping. By the way, Gail, you're gonna get another chance to run the gauntlet. We're not stopping at Bridal Creek.
What?
That's right. Now come on, let's get this shit up the hill and out of sight. Let's go, let's go!
Wade catches Rourke taking photos.
Rourke, were you taking pictures of me?
Rourke looks over at Tom.
Give me that camera.
Rourke hurls it into the water. Wade sighs, waves his arm dismissively, and walks back up the slope. The camera floats along the river. Wade binds Tom's wrists together, while Terry ties Rourke up in the boat. Gail takes the oars, but her feet are tied together by Wade.
You know, it's really dangerous to be tied into the raft like this. If we flip, we'll just be dragged under and drowned.
And it would be dangerous for me if you were to flip us on purpose. I could drown. It's just levels of playing field.
They set off down the river. The afternoon light glimmers off the calm water, a high rock face on the left bank. Gail navigates the boat down more rapids, avoiding the heavy boulders sitting in the white water. Rourke's camera has washed up against some branches on a rock behind them. Later, when the water is calmer, Wade takes the oars. Terry guards Gail in the front, Tom and Rourke slumped in the back. Rourke takes off Wade's baseball cap and chucks it in the river. He stares at Wade defiantly, then looks at his father. The cap floats away from them. They now make their way down a wide gorge.
Sure is pretty country, isn't it?
He sniffs the air. Gail sits, arms folded, watching Wade intently.
What's in the green bag, Wade?
He turns around and looks at her.
It's the money, isn't it? From the cattle auction? You guys robbed the cattle auction, right?
If we had, it'd be a pretty slow getaway, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's slow, but it's smart, sort of. This close to Canada, they'd think you jumped the border, but instead you just go off-road for 4 or 5 days. End up a couple hundred miles downriver, where you have a car waiting. A couple big problems, though. Frank and the gauntlet.
Frank was supposed to take you down the gauntlet, right? But what, was he wounded? So you had to finish him off. Did you do it, Wade? Or did you make Terry kill him?
Shut up!
Gail keeps her eyes on Wade. She glances sideways at Terry and smiles.
So what's the big problem with the gauntlet anyway?
The gauntlet is just... It's not just the size of the water, you know. Although the three rivers do all pour into that one canyon, but it's glacier water, so... You know what hypothermia is? Probably not. If the raft gets caught in there, it gets sucked under the falls, and it's kind of like being in a washing machine, you know? You can just churn, churn, and churn in there until Christmas. But the swimming ability is not the problem. The swimming is beside the point.
She throws her head back, laughing. Wade stops rowing and looks morose. Tom averts his eyes. Gail stares tearfully out across the water. Maggie runs along the top of the rocks by the river. She sees the boat below as Gail steers it round a bend.
Gotta have something to eat.
You can eat in the boat.
Yeah, well, we can't pee in the boat.
They pull up to the shore. Wade jumps out and moors the boat to some rocks. Gale and Rourke follow him. Suddenly, a canoe appears on the river with one man aboard.
Hello, the beach!
The man's wearing a ranger uniform and has Native American features.
Hello, the canoe!
Terry, get him up here.
Wade presses his gun into Gale's back.
Wade and Terry are old family friends, remember? Wade has the gun. Come on, let's go.
How you doing, officer?
Shooting a day like today? Can't complain, how you doing?
Not too bad.
I've been trying to catch you folks ever since I heard you were on the river, but the office told me there are only three of you.
Been five right from the start. Want to see our tags?
No, I must have heard wrong. You guys have been traveling along pretty quickly. I was afraid you were going to get to Bridle Creek and be gone.
Well, Gale here is our guide. She just makes a trip so interesting that once she shows us one thing, we just naturally want to move on to the next quick as we can.
I can believe that. She sure made my life interesting.
Gale looks blank.
I'm sorry, do I know you?
Well, on more than one occasion, you tried to get me into bed before 9. But usually you spent more time with my older brother and his friends.
Johnny?
Yeah.
Oh, Johnny!
Tom's foot draws an SOS in the dirt.
How's Raymond? And your folks?
Oh, my folks are fine. Raymond lives outside of Boise now. My brother and Gale, they used to be the terrors of this river. The little kids, my friends and I, we used to call her Whitewater.
Whitewater, huh? We never had nicknames where I came from. Certainly not Whitewater. White trash, maybe. Now, the way I hear it, it's worse in this country to be an Indian than it is even a black or a Mexican. Is that right, Ranger Johnny?
I'm Tom. I'm Whitewater's husband.
Johnny shakes his hand.
Hey, nice to meet you, Tom.
Nice to meet you.
What happened to your eye?
I slipped on a rock and met up with a tree. I hurt my knee, too.
I'm Terry.
Terry scuffs out the SOS.
Friend.
And I'm Wade. And this is Rourke, Gale's son.
Well, hey, Rourke. Nice to meet you, too. You know, I was about your age when I first knew your mom.
Well, now you've met everyone.
I guess I have.
Wade grins. Gale forces a smile.
Well, I better be shoving off then. I'll see you.
So we'll see you at Bridle Creek then.
Oh, no, I got to do a portage up to Swanson Meadow and do a fish count. Look, it was nice seeing you again, Gale. You guys take it easy.
That's real smart. Real smart.
Oh, hey, I almost forgot. Did anybody lose a camera?
Is it a yellow waterproof one?
Yeah.
Toss that puppy on up here, Johnny.
Catch.
Hey, Rourke. Found your camera. What do you say, big man?
Thank you.
You all take it easy now.
Johnny rows away.
Bye. See you later.
They all stand rigidly until John is in the distance. Terry pushes Tom to the ground.
You're real smart, aren't you?
Get in the boat! What do you think, I'm some kind of idiot?
Wade smashes the camera on the rocks.
Put your hands together.
You can go right up there,
sweetie. Sit in the middle.
Gale takes to the oars again, and they head downstream. Tom and Rourke are tied up in the back. Wade sits in the front, beside Terry, who's asleep. Tom waves his fingers to attract Rourke's attention. Then, he signs to him. They hold a conversation in sign language. Rourke checks Wade isn't looking, then reaches into his pocket and pulls out the Swiss Army knife. He tucks the knife into Tom's shoe. Wade turns round, and Rourke quickly slumps back into position. Wade looks suspicious, but just rubs his eyes. Tom gives Rourke a thumbs up. The boat drifts on along the sun-dappled waters.
That's Bridle Creek up ahead.
Wade and Terry turn to see a bend in the river.
That's the last takeout before the gauntlet.
Are Grandma and Grandpa gonna be there?
No, sweetie.
They're not expecting us for two more days, so they're not there yet. You still intend to go on?
That's right.
They can Terry row for a little bit. Can I get a break?
Sure. Untie.
Terry opens his flick knife to cut Gale's bonds. A violinist sits on a rock jutting into the water ahead of them. Gale joins Wade in the prow.
Keep an eye on them.
Gale leans over Wade and whispers into his ear.
You listen to me, you little idiot. I'm not bullshitting you about the gauntlet. It's big. It's bigger than anything you've ever seen. And tomorrow, Wade, you're going to drown in it, and the rest of us are going to be hauled under with the raft. So I'm not going to pretend that I give a shit about you and your stupid friend and your pathetic, small-time, nothing life. But I got everything I care about in the world in this boat, and I got my baby girl waiting at the other end, and I know I cannot do this. I cannot row this big water, man. That's the truth. I cannot do it.
You're an amazing woman.
He strokes her cheek, but she pulls away. She sits down next to him and clasps her face with her hand. They pass a sign on the bank saying, Bridal Creek Takeout. People are unloading their boats on the shore, putting out tarpaulins and food coolers. They pass the people on shore and the rock where the violinist is playing and leave Bridal Creek behind. Terry are by the campfire.
I gotta get some sleep.
He gives Terry the gun.
Wake me up at 1 o'clock.
The door of the canvas shelter opens slowly. Terry is now alone by the campfire, lying on the ground asleep. Tom peeks out. He spots Wade, huddled up in a sleeping bag by the trees. He also notices the gun lying beside Terry's limp hand. Frantically, he cuts at the bonds round his ankles with the Swiss Army knife. Then, he unties Gale. She wakes with a start.
What are you doing?
He gives her a smile, then creeps to the door. He turns and lifts his left hand, the thumb, index finger, and little finger, all extended.
I love you too.
Gingerly, he pushes aside the tent flap. Terry is still asleep. Tom crawls out of the shelter and stands up slowly. He creeps towards the campfire. Terry stirs in his sleep. Tom stops dead and quickly looks over at Wade. But Wade is still fast asleep, the sleeping bag not moving. Tom continues creeping towards the gun.
Oh.
Dazed, Terry fires into the air. Tom runs.
Wade!
Wade wakes with a start and joins Terry by the fire.
Give me the gun.
Wade grabs a flashlight.
Stay here and watch them!
Wade chases Tom across the rocks on the riverbank. Tom reaches a clearing circled by rocks. He pauses and looks around. Meanwhile, Wade closes in on him. Wade reaches the clearing. He jumps through the rocks on the far side and continues running. Behind him, Tom peers out from his hiding place behind another rock.
Tom! Tom, are you up here? I don't think you're up here.
Tom steps into the river. Wade turns and hurries back to the clearing. But Tom makes it round a rock jutting into the water.
Shit.
Now Wade steps reluctantly into the water. Tom is swimming for the far side. He starts to scrabble up the rocks on the opposite bank.
Tom! Tom! I know you're there!
Tom clings to a part of the rock face, turned at an angle away from the river.
Where are you?
Wade comes round the rock jutting into the water. He shines his torch over the rock face and sees a patch of dark blue by the stone.
Hey! There you are!
A startled Tom looks up.
How does it feel to know you only have a few more seconds left to live?
Wade hits the rock. Terry holds Gale back.
Damn. I don't have a very good shot from here, Tom. So I'm gonna have to head a little farther downriver.
Wade edges through the water.
You stay where you are now.
Wade maneuvers himself around the rock until he can see the whole length of Tom's body.
There. That's better. Now I'm gonna try and hit you in the spine. Right between the shoulder blades. You ready? Set!
Tom falls back down the rock face, but Wade also loses his footing and slips down into the water. Tom plunges into the river. Wade's torch has stopped working. He bangs it against the rock, and the light comes on. He shines it across the opposite bank, but Tom is nowhere to be seen. Slowly, Wade moves back towards the shore. Terry, Gale, and Rourke go to meet him as he approaches camp.
What are they doing out? Tire in the tent. Kid, too.
Where's my dad?
He's dead.
Dad? Why'd you kill him?
He's trying to get away.
You killed my dad.
So what if he got away? Where's he gonna go? We can't walk out. Well, how the hell is he gonna?
Do you want to make the decisions, huh? Here's the gun. Go ahead.
Hey, man, when we started this thing, you told me no one's gonna get hurt. Now three people are dead.
Whose fault is that? Did I tell you to frisk the guard? Huh? Did I tell you to frisk the guard? If you'd have frisked the guard like I told you, Frank would be alive. If you'd have stayed awake like I told you, Tom would be alive. Now shut your fat mouth and tie them in the tent.
Gale comforts Rourke.
Man.
Right now.
No!
I will be right
back.
Go with him.
Stop it!
Where is he? I
want to see. Can't help you there. He's in the river.
Well, then he might still be alive.
I shot him, Whitewater. He's dead. I'm sorry.
She stares into space. Wade looks at her curiously.
No tears. Things must have been worse between you and Tom than I thought.
She blinks and comes to. She turns away from Wade and sits down by the campfire. She stares mournfully into the flames.
I want to kill you.
She looks up at him murderously.
I'm gonna kill you, Wade.
Wade grins and swigs some beer.
I don't think so.
He stands between her legs, kicking them wide open.
I'm running the show. I could bury you in Rourke tonight. I could do anything I want with you.
So go ahead. Don't keep telling me how tough you are, Wade. Just show me. Come on. Do it.
She stares up at him. She turns away. Wade bows his head and steps towards the water, his back to her.
Terry, put her in the tent.
Terry moves towards Gale, but she gets up of her own volition and goes into the tent. Terry follows her, leaving Wade alone, gazing out across the water. Eventually, he turns away. But on the opposite bank, Tom scrambles back up the rock face. He sits on a ledge on the rock face and sees the campfire in the distance. Wade goes back to his sleeping bag by the trees. Holding the gun, he folds his arms and stares, frowning, into the night. In the tent, Gale holds Rourke to her chest and strokes his hair. Tom watches the camp intently, his glasses fogging with every breath. Morning, and Wade is still staring into space. He blinks and looks around. Tom crouches on the ledge, rubbing his cold hands together. Wade gets up and moves towards the tent. Tom checks out the rock face above him. He still has several meters to climb. He spots a possible way upwards.
Derek, get up. Come on. Get up. Come on, pack this shit up. We gotta get out of here.
Terry clambers out of his sleeping bag by the smoking fire.
You're done with that. Just grab those doors. Forget the rest of their stuff.
Tom climbs sideways. He clutches some weed. It comes loose and his feet slip from under him. Pebbles rattle down the cliff into the water. At the camp...
All right, come on, let's go.
Gale puts on her wetsuit. Tom clings onto the rocks, trying to gain a foothold. Meanwhile, Wade pushes the dinghy into the water, and Terry takes the oars. Tom sees this and continues climbing sideways, but the earth gives way and his feet slip again. The boat is now approaching the part of the rock face he's climbing. Desperately, he heaves himself up the rocks. Tom pulls himself round a bend in the rock. He sees the boat appear around the edge of the cliff. He's still visible from the water. He climbs up and presses himself to the rock as the boat passes below. Wade is looking away from the rock face. Tom clings on, his fingers slipping and unloosing tiny stones. Tom's foot starts to slip. His body slides downwards. He holds on with both hands, his feet now dangling in the air. The boat finally disappears round a headland. Tom loses his grip and tumbles down the slope. On the boat, they look round, but see only the empty rock face by the calm water. Tom surfaces, his glasses dangling from his ear. Wade's still looking back, but can't see anything. Cautiously, Tom peers round a rock. The boat disappears from view round a bend in the river. Tom swims to the opposite bank. He scrambles up onto the shore and sits breathing deeply.
Oh.
Oh, Maggie, Maggie, oh, good girl. Yes, good to see you. Yes, yes, good girl, good girl. Come on, girl, let's go.
They set off across the rocks.
Come on. We gotta get ahead of them, girl.
In the boat, Gail is now rowing. Wade sits behind her. In the front, Terry holds out the radio to Rourke.
Hey. You wanna listen to some music?
Rourke doesn't move or look at him.
I have to go along with Wade. He didn't mind going to jail. He don't seem to mind anything. I can't go back to jail, Rourke.
I don't care.
Wade clicks open the cylinder on the gun. He takes out three cartridges and flicks them into the water. Gail watches carefully and starts to loosen the rope around her right oar.
Terry, hand me that box of cartridges, will you?
Terry rifles through the green bag and pulls out a box of cartridges. Gail pulls the oar free and smacks Wade into the water.
Oh! Hey, what are you...
She thrusts the other end into Terry's chest, knocking him backwards off the boat.
Go, Mom!
Gail heaves on the oars.
We're gonna make it!
Wade surfaces and stands in the water.
Gail!
He holds up the gun.
Three left!
The boat drifts away from him. Tom and Maggie reach the top of a hill, the river snaking through the valley below them. Tom pulls a map out of his pocket.
Okay, Maggie. Here's where we get ahead of them. Oh, go slow, Gail. For once in your life, don't be first.
While Gail powers through the water, Terry now back on board, Tom and Maggie run along the hills above. The boat enters a winding creek. Tom reaches the top of a cliff and looks down on a gorge. There are rapids at either end, white water churning around in the narrow gullies between the rocks.
Niagara. That's where she's gonna put the boat.
Terry is now rowing the boat, wearing his life jacket. Gail is tied up next to Rourke. Wade, also in a life vest, watches them from the back of the boat. Wade spots the water churning up ahead. He lifts his hand.
What? Shit, what's that? What's around the corner?
That? That's little Niagara.
Get in the back with the kid. You're up.
On the cliffs above, Tom piles up some dry grass and twigs. Using the magnifying glass from the Swiss Army knife, he focuses the sunlight on the grass, and it starts to smoke gently.
Rourke? Put your helmet on, buddy.
Wade ties her feet to the bench.
Come on.
Rourke puts on his helmet, and Terry pats it affectionately. Gail turns the boat and steers it towards the rapids. Up above, the grass catches fire. Tom blows gently on the flames. Gail steers the boat sideways into the rapids. It bobs gently down the first bit of white water. Tom stretches his jumper over a frame made up of two twigs and keeps the fire burning. She signs.
What are you doing? Wait! They're talking or whatever! Hey, what are you saying to him? Hey, what did you say?
Gail turns the boat round.
What are you doing? What the hell are you doing, huh?
I'm just getting into position.
They approach a small waterfall.
Look up, Gail.
He lifts the jumper up and down over the fire.
Hang on, Terry. Gail thinks she's gonna flip us, but I don't think she has the guts.
Rourke points to the smoke signals appearing from the slope above. Gail smiles to herself. She pulls on the oars as the boat plummets towards the falls. The boat plunges down into the white water. The prow bucks up into the air. The oar slips out of Gale's hand and knocks Terry into the river. Terry flails in the water. Wade spots him.
Right over there! Pick him up!
We're stuck in the hole! I'm trying to get us out!
Terry starts swimming. Meanwhile, Tom and Maggie run through the trees. Later, the boat has come to rest by the rock walls of the gorge.
What was that, Gale? What happened with that oar?
I lost control. I just completely lost control.
What the hell was Frank talking about? He said this river shit was gonna be easy.
I think Frank had something else in mind. Did you ever think of that? That Frank thought he'd just dump you two somewhere along the line and run the gauntlet with a nice light boat. Did he tell you you'd have to work? You guys are gonna have to throw your weight and high-side it if we wrap around one of these rocks. You're gonna have to paddle hard when I tell you. And you're gonna have to do what I say when I say it. Otherwise, we got no chance in hell of making it through.
And what makes you suddenly so anxious to get us through?
She glances at Rourke.
I don't think you know me well enough to determine if I'm being anxious or if I'm being efficient. Let's grab the paddles and do some practice runs. Get up front, Terry. Do it!
She throws Wade an oar, then winks at Rourke. He smiles back. Tom and Maggie continue running through the trees.
All forward, one. Two, dig it into the area. You gotta pull your weight.
Your neck hurts.
Oh, you're breaking my heart. Let's go!
Tom clatters down some scree.
One, two, left turn. Come on, dig it!
Tom and Maggie make it to the rocks bordering the rapids at the bottom of the gorge. The river is a whirling mass of white water. Waves of foam buffeting each other.
Oh my God. Oh my God, yeah.
The water plunges over several small falls and churns around under the cliffs. Tom walks to the end of these cliffs and sees a watchtower on the far bank. A cable runs from it to another broken tower on the near side. Underneath this is a fallen tree trunk.
Thanks. We gotta get across. Come on, girl.
Try again. Harder. Digging. One, go, together, two, go, together, three.
The boat continues down the gorge. Tom and Maggie reach a ledge above the water. Tom strokes Maggie's head.
Oh. Meg, we don't have time to look for a way down, girl. You think you can do this, huh? Think you can do this?
Okay, girl. I love you too.
Here we go.
Tom takes off his glasses.
You ready, girl? We'll both go on three. One. Two, three, come on!
Tom jumps into the water.
Come on, girl. Maggie, come. You can do it. Oh, come on, girl. No, don't go back. Maggie, come on, Maggie. Maggie, come. Maggie, go.
Maggie leaps off the ledge. Tom catches her, and they swim for the far bank.
Good girl. You know that's the first time you've ever minded me. Oh, good girl.
What are you doing?
I have to scout the entrance to the gauntlet. This is the only place I can do it from. Terry, get in the back. Get ready to secure the line.
Come on, Max.
On shore.
Let's go.
I have to go to the bathroom.
I'll take you in a second.
Gale and Wade walk over the rocks.
That's it!
That's it! Once you enter that canyon, there's no stopping and no turning back.
The three rivers converge and drop 295 feet in a little over a mile and a half.
Rourke takes a pee beside the rocks. Further off, Terry is about to do the same when he spots Ranger Johnny canoeing up the river towards them.
Shit.
He grabs Rourke.
Wade!
Terry points at the river. Wade sees Johnny draw up beside their boat.
Now what?
That depends on you.
Now, if you love your mama, you're gonna keep your little mouth shut. You hear me? You hear me?
Johnny!
Hey, Johnny!
Hello again.
What are you doing down here?
Well, I heard someone went past the takeout at Bridal Creek, so I came down here to see what's up. Gail's giving me a look at the site of her former glory.
Yeah, it's just as amazing as I remember.
You aren't thinking about doing anything crazy, are you?
Well, to tell you the truth, yeah, I've always wanted to run the gauntlet again, you know, and Wade here will try anything, so here we are.
Where's everybody else? Your son and all of them? Tom and Rourke got out at Bridal Creek with Terry.
Yeah, they're down below. We're gonna meet them down there.
Jeez. Well, Gail, I can't let you do it. Let us.
No way. It's too dangerous. I'm gonna have to radio for a helicopter to come up here and transport you and your raft out of here.
Look, Gail, I hate to be the bad guy here. I mean, I'd like to try out the gauntlet myself, but people just aren't allowed to do it anymore.
You know, I've run this thing once before.
Yeah?
Why can't you just go away, pretend you didn't even see it?
Oh, boy. Johnny's right, Gail. Besides, something tells me Ranger Johnny might not be too good at pretending.
Wade shoots Johnny in the chest. Then he grabs Johnny by his life vest and hurls him into the water. Terry holds Rourke at knife point. Johnny's body floats away downstream. Gail holds her hand over her mouth in horror, but Wade just raises his eyebrow.
He said he always wanted to try the gauntlet. I just gave him his wish.
Johnny's body drifts into the churning white waters. Gail fixes a withering stare on Wade. She walks away. Tom and Maggie run towards the watchtower. Tom looks at the cable hanging loosely across the water. Then he looks up at the tower, a rusty iron ladder leading to the top. Meanwhile, Wade makes his way back to the boat and sees Gail whispering to Rourke, holding his head in her hands. She kisses Rourke and holds him tight. Wade tucks his gun in the back of his trousers.
Put the kid in the boat.
First, we have to unload some things.
Why?
We have to ride higher in the water. So I have to rebalance the boat so that you can paddle in the front.
She and Rourke are both wearing wetsuits. They get into the boat. Watched by Maggie, Tom takes the charred logs from an old campfire. Then he picks up an empty barrel and wades into the river. Wade secures the green bag in the boat.
Now don't let go of that rope ever and stay low in the gunwale, okay? Okay. Listen, before we do this, I need to ask you a favor. Please, please don't tie Rourke in the boat.
I'm sorry. I can't do that, Gail. I need you to be the best that you can be. Go ahead and let it go. Indian Johnny won't be needing it anymore.
Terry pushes the canoe into the water, where it's caught by the current. Tom kneels by the fallen tree trunk. It nestles under a rock covered in pictograms, which faces upstream. He starts to draw on the trunk with the charcoal from the burnt logs. The boat approaches the gauntlet. Rourke's wearing his blue helmet and life jacket tightly fastened around his body. The water starts to flow faster past the rocks. Wade and Terry paddle in the front.
We can do this, Wade. We can do it. You just pull together, paddle together, all right?
Yeah.
Keep breathing. Don't fall out. I need you both in the boat to make it down this thing. Mark, you okay? Hold on tight. You love your mommy?
Yeah.
Good boy. You feel like going to Boston? Me too. Vacation's over.
What's that? What's that noise?
They reach the first set of rapids.
Oh, man.
They smash into a wall of water. They bob safely through the churning waters. They hit a rock face.
What do we do?
They swing round and bash into another rock, then the current catches them. Meanwhile, Tom bashes at the pulley wheel holding the cable. The cable comes loose, unwinds, and splashes down in the water. The boat approaches a series of falls. They plunge towards a swirling eddy of water. The boat dips, and a vast wave of water breaks across the bow. Wade is tipped into the river. Terry hauls him aboard as the boat spins around.
Grab your paddle. Get back into position.
Wade glares at her. Tom threads the cable through some metal loops attached to the base of the tower. He pulls it taut.
Pull! Okay, let's turn. Let's go.
What?
We have to go this way. There's a 40-foot drop on the other side.
No!
You gotta line me up good, boys! Get ready! Pull your paddles!
They plunge down a near vertical drop.
Look out!
An oar breaks free of its cradle. The boat bucks and jolts as they career forwards. They approach another break in the riverbed, where the water tumbles over and forms a churning mass of white foam. The boat slides over the edge, splashes down, then rears into the air. Tom positions the barrel, now full of rocks, on top of a cliff overhanging the water. Suddenly, he spots Johnny's canoe drifting down the rapids. Now the boat approaches the biggest set of falls so far, the water dropping several meters from the break in the riverbed. Before reaching it, they must negotiate a narrow winding channel of swirling water.
Get me away from that wall! Get in the middle!
What do we do? Are you nuts?
The boat goes tumbling over the edge and disappears in a shower of foam. At the bottom, it spins and bobs around.
Get up,
Terry! Get up!
We're turning! We're getting sucked back in!
Get out! Get away!
Gale heaves on the oars.
Ow! I'm dead! You okay, darling?
I'm okay, honey!
Magnus! We did it! That was a goal, man! We did it!
They head towards the rapids at the bottom of the canyon. The water cascades down a series of steps in the riverbed, forming a narrow channel of foaming water underneath the sheer rock cliffs. They plunge over a vertical drop. They swing sideways over another waterfall. They drop into the narrow channel of water. They ride over a wave of foam and head straight for the major waterfall. The waterfall is made up of one small drop, and then a huge one just a few feet after that. They plunge over the edge, Gale stretching herself back in the boat. The prow hits the water, and the boat is spun and tossed up in the air. Then it tumbles over a larger drop. They're drenched in white water as the boat is thrown around violently. The boat is dangerously close to the falling water. Gale heaves backwards on the oars and turns the boat around. They speed away across the swirling white water. They approach the watchtower. The tree trunk lies on the opposite bank. Gale spots Tom's drawings, a pointing hand, a boat, and the sign for I love you.
Back paddle! Back paddle!
What are you doing?
I'm a little tired. Can you untie Rourke now?
Sure. Why not?
Tom stands in the water. He yanks on a rope tied around the barrel. Maggie runs to the boat.
Maggie!
The barrel tumbles off the cliff. It's attached to the cable, so the cable unwinds, snaps up out of the water, and upends the boat. Terry falls in the river.
Stay down!
Gale swings her oar and knocks the gun from Wade's hand. Tom dives underwater, swims to the boat, and pushes it upwards. Wade loses his balance and falls off.
Get him!
Tom holds Wade down in the water.
Mom!
Terry rears up out of the water, and Gale bashes his arm with a paddle. Tom holds Wade down with an iron grip. Gale spots a reflection under the water. She rows towards it. She throws the green bag in the river.
Hey! Terry!
Pull that oar. Keep pulling on it for me. Pull it hard.
Okay,
hard.
Her feet still tied, she reaches for the gun.
Come on, my love. All your might.
Wade twists round and punches Tom in the groin. Then he smashes him in the face. Gale still can't reach the gun. Terry swims after the green bag. Wade knocks Tom back onto the rocks.
Got that! Terry! Give me that goddamn money!
That bitch broke my arm!
Gale's fingers touch the handle of the gun. She grabs it, clicks the cylinder open, and checks the number of bullets. Terry holds up his flick knife.
Stop! Rourke, you take Maggie and run up to those trees! Now! Go! Go!
Don't shoot, Gale! No, no, don't shoot! Come on, wait a minute! Terry! Back off! Back off, goddammit! Gale. Gale. Please. I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm not gonna hurt Rourke. I just needed you to get us down the river and you did that. And then you could just let me and Terry be on our way and you could go back to your family and... Oh, please, Gale. Come on now, you can't kill me. You're not like that. Because if you kill me, Gale... You're gonna spend the rest of your life wondering if you had to kill me. And there's no way. There's no way you're ever gonna know. No way.
She points the gun at him. She steadies her arm with her other hand. Then she points the gun into the air. She stares at the gun in surprise.
That's funny. I thought there was one left, too. What am I talking to you for?
He takes out a knife.
Kill him, Terry! Catch that kid! And kill him, too!
No! Wrong way.
She spun one bullet into the chamber.
There was a way.
He charges her. He drifts away, holding the green bag. Terry lowers his flick knife. Wade gasps and clutches his chest. He manages to grab hold of a rock. Gail watches anxiously. The bag drifts out of Wade's hands. Slowly, he lets the current take him, and he disappears from view. Gail breathes a sigh of relief and fights back the tears. Tom pushes past Terry.
Rourke!
Tom wades through the water to the boat. Rourke and Maggie appear.
Oh, one time, honey. Rourke's okay.
Oh, come on!
Terry slumps on a rock.
Hello, Rourke.
Hello, Rourke. Daddy!
Oh, my God.
The family enjoy a group hug. Later, a diver pushes Wade's floating body through the water. Police officers lead Terry towards a helicopter. He's nursing a bandaged arm. The sheriff speaks to Rourke.
So were you scared, Rourke?
Only of Wade and Terry. But I wasn't scared of the river. I knew my mom could handle the river.
And she brought you through the gauntlet by herself?
Yeah.
What about your father? What did he do?
My dad?
Rourke watches Tom and Gail kissing. They're both draped in blankets.
He saved our lives.
Gail looks into Tom's eyes as they kiss. Rourke smiles and runs over to join his parents. Maggie trots along behind him. Gail, her blonde hair shining in the sunlight, wraps her blanket round Rourke. The whole family is reunited as they sit looking out over the gauntlet.
ITSC audio description.